You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
I wanted to talk about cows. Now, you've had a bit of a run-in with cows. We've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah.
Back when you were growing up, you got chased by a cow?
Yeah, shorthorn steer that hadn't had its nether regions taken care of properly.
I see.
Mm.
Would that mean you were technically chased by a bull?
Yeah, but it was half and half.
So okay.
Someone...
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's not a steer. It wasn't a steer nor a bull. It was a... A beer. It's something in between.
But you were chased by this cow, and little Simo had to run as fast as he can and manage to get away from it.
In my little blue gumboots, I was a blur across the field, and then I crawled under the fence after hiding behind one of the trees. I was blubbering, I was crying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was just happy he didn't have to tell Mum. He's like, oh, your son's not dead.
Good morning, Simo's mum, if she's listening this morning. Just
hey.
just finding out that you kept that hidden for me for 15 years.
No, it's been told at many barbecues since.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up cows is because some police officers in Far North Queensland had a bit of a run-in with a cow.
Do you know what kind of cow? There's lots of different kinds.
No, the type of cow is unconfirmed.
Jersey, Pole Herefords, Belted Galloway, Shorthorn...
What cows do you reckon would live in Far North Queensland?
Oh, that might be... It might be Pole Hereford. What
good. A Pole Hereford is the type of... That is official. We can jot that down
what
now.
What colour was it? Do you have the colour?
No, just normal cow colour.
Okay. No, there's lots of different ones. So, Belted Galloway...
The type of cow isn't important. The fact that it wandered into a police station is where I want to go with this.
I'm just thinking that maybe certain types of cows might make better police officers.
I don't think any cows would make good police officers. How would they arrest someone with the hooves? It's like, imagine putting the handcuffs on. They don't have opposable thumbs.
They'd make great...
It's like, here's the handcuffs. Oh, sorry, could you just pop your handcuffs on yourself? I can't do it.
No, you wouldn't.
And also, how can I talk? Because I'm a cow.
You wouldn't put them in...
Hello, I'm Chief Constable Daisy.
You wouldn't.
At your service.
You wouldn't put them in organised crime or in SWAT or anything like that, but they make great...
Emergency response. Help, my house is being robbed. I will send in the cows.
But I reckon Highway Patrol, because whenever...
No!
Yeah, because then... You know,
Highway Patrol have to drive.
Yeah, you come... No, they can walk around everywhere. They can go long distances, and then when you come to an intersection, the cow's there, and you know that there comes a time when they'll tell you to move.
Just imagine... No, okay, apart from that hilarious pun... Cows in Highway Patrol wouldn't work. It's like, oh, we've had a crash about 100 kilometres away. Okay, we'll send the cows. They'll be there in 3 days.
But, they'll get there.
Yeah, just in 3 days.
Look, you know, better late than never.
Anyway, the reason the cows are not becoming police officers, that is what we've learned.
Okay.
Although one may be tried in this police station in Far North Queensland. It's in a town I've never heard of. It's called... Doomadgee? I hope I pronounced that right.
No, I don't think you'd got that, but good points for trying.
Okay, how would you pronounce it?
Give us a look.
There you go. I'm handing you the piece of paper now.
It's
the highlighted bit at the top.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll pull out.
It's in a place. I Google Maps it. It's right at the top of Queensland, not far from the Northern Territory border.
It looks like Doomadgee.
Doomadgee. Anyway, this police station in a town which we shall not pronounce... got a bit of a surprise when a cow decided just to wander in to the police station.
Mm.
There's video footage of it, which is hilarious. Because there's no one at the front desk in the police station. Then the cow wanders in. They come out to the front desk and kind of go, all right, what do we do? We're not trying to deal with this.
How long did it take them to notice?
No, they noticed pretty much straight away.
Okay, it's not like it had the, you know, the, when they have the bells under their chin and just like... Anyone hear, like, wind chimes?
Oh, did you change your phone to your text tone again to, like, a cowbell?
What the hell is that in the front desk?
But no, so, Simo, the footage shows this cow just wandering around the front reception area of the police station is probably the best way to describe it.
Mm.
A couple of cops just kind of looking at it going, we're not trained for this. What do we do? Like, if it was a bank robber, we'd know what to do, but it's a cow. We're not. We don't know what to do. before just eventually the cow leaves on its own accord and continues on with its cow business.
So they just let it go? Like, they just waited around like, oh, he'll move eventually?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, it was only there for like a minute or so, so they're still kind of formulating a plan to get rid of the cow, and the cow just walks out, and they're like,
well,
that was easy.
All right, back to the donuts.
But my favourite thing about the footage is, so a lot of places at the moment have got like sticky taped on the floor or markers on the floor, like this is where you stand,
yeah,
COVID-19, don't get too close.
Mm-hmm.
The cow seems to be standing perfectly on one of the X's on the floor.
Really? That's awesome.
So like, even though it's a cow and it's in a police station where it probably shouldn't be, it's still social distancing and being COVID safe. That is a type of cow I can appreciate.
As opposed to what? The cows that don't socially distance, you haven't got any time for them?
No. Like, no. They belong to be on burgers.
Aren't they a pack animal?
You raise a good point.
Simo and Jordan.
And we need to talk flavours.
What's your flavour?
Yes. Now, did you see the latest to do with Arnott's Shapes yesterday?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, they're going to put together some new flavours, Jordan.
Oh, I support this.
So what are the
also
ones?
Support Craig David. it's been a while since I've heard this one.
Yeah. So do you have a favourite Shapes flavour, as it were?
Barbecue Shapes,
yeah,
is a staple, like the original. Remember they changed it a couple of years back. Everyone hated it, and they brought back the original.
Yeah, they changed up that flavor. Hey,
So I would go Barbecue Shapes. Can't go wrong with that.
Because they've also got pizza and cheese and bacon, right?
Pizza's not bad too.
Okay,
I'll accept pizza.
They shared this particular image to social media yesterday.
Okay,
give that one a big read on what flavor that shape is.
So Simo, I'm looking at your screen now. And I'm seeing a Shapes box. It's the normal size. It's green. And the little text underneath where it says Shapes, where it says the flavour, says coriander.
Yes, very divisive, coriander.
Is this, are they actually doing this, or is this some really late and kind of sick April Fool's joke?
It's like 2020's been chaos. This is what's next. So they did share this image with the hashtag, which went along the lines of hashtag, don't worry, we're not actually making these.
Okay, good.
Because are you...
The question has to be asked, why did you post it then? No one was kind of lying in bed at night thinking, I wonder if the Shapes people are making coriander-flavoured shapes.
But confirmed, in Australia, we're getting two new flavours. We are getting sausage sizzle.
Good, endorse that.
And we are getting meat pie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be a bit controversial.
Mmm.
But the meat pie one.
Yes.
I reckon meat pie flavouring should stick to meat pie.
Yeah.
They've tried to, like, people in the past have tried to take the flavour of a meat pie and put it onto other foodstuffs, and it hasn't worked.
Okay.
Like, there was the meat pie potato chips. I think Smith's made them off the top of my head. And then there was, remember a couple of years ago, there was a meat pie pizza?
This is definitely your area of expertise.
Like, there was one of the big pizza companies, can't remember who it was, but they made a pizza where in the crust there was just like five or six meat pies.
Jeez.
Dotted around, that was the crust
That's
of the
weird.
Pizza.
That's weird. How odd.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No.
Leave meat pies alone.
I thought you were going to take this to task with the fact that the Shapes meat pie flavour they've released has got one particular sauce involved in there.
Oh, it's got tomato sauce, I endorse that.
Okay.
Yeah, why?
Over barbecue?
On a meat pie, yeah, you got to go tomato sauce. Okay. It's traditional.
All right, good, because I know that you're an advocate for barbecue.
I am normally a barbecue fan.
Yeah, and I am the tomato.
Yeah.
But on meat pies, that's where you'll switch over? You won't go...
Yeah, I will switch over.
All right, sweet. Just checking, because they did run a poll regarding whether or not tomato or barbecue was the way. And 61% said tomato sauce with pie, so you're in the majority.
Good.
But this has all come to my attention in time for... I was like, why wasn't the Simo and Jordan marketing department consulted about these flavours?
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Why? Yeah. Screw you, Shapes.
Yeah, Arnott's. We've got a couple of ideas, and that brings me to top five.
Can I just, state for the record, when Simo says we've got a couple of good ideas... You've come up with these. I'm hearing them for the first time.
We're a team. So the top five new Shapes flavours as designed by Simo and Jordan. Coming in at number five.
As designed by Simo, the Jordan is still TBC.
Coming in number five, Chipotle.
What is chipotle?
So it's like that.
I don't think. What is it?
It's like a Mexican sauce that goes into tacos.
Okay.
It's really nice in your burritos and stuff.
But what's actually what? How do you, if I said how do I make chipotle? What do I put in it?
It's like secret herbs and spices, man. I got no idea what's in that stuff.
So it's like KFC.
Yeah, big time. It's like Mexican KFC flavoring. Okay. Coming in at number four on your top five new shapes, flavors, Vegemite.
Oh, again, another divisive one.
Yeah, I reckon that'd go all right.
I reckon, yeah, I'm not a fan of Vegemite, so I'll just stick to the barbecue shapes. But I can see that being a sales soaring from that.
Vegemite and cheese, maybe?
Let's not run before we can walk.
Okay. Coming in at number three, do you remember when people were adding, like all the companies were adding salted caramel to everything?
Oh, just, yeah, salted caramel tastes terrible.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere and it was just like in everything.
Yeah.
So coming in at number three, salted caramel shapes.
No, well, the thing with the salted caramel thing is nothing was like salted caramel alone. It was salted caramel and something else.
Right, okay.
So like ice cream would be chocolate and salted caramel or something like that.
Yeah.
So we need to have meat pies and salted caramel.
Coming in at number two on your top five new shapes flavors. Had this one recommended, but I'm not sure what they're thinking. Well done steak.
Oh, who recommended that?
I know, right? Well done. How do you have yours done?
Not well done.
No, fools.
Who recommended that? Can we out them?
Nah, I don't want to out them. It's medium rare or medium as far as you go.
You don't
want
to be friends with that person. You might as well just out them.
Yeah. Coming in at number one on your top five new shapes flavors. Brussels sprouts. I'm not even talking the ones with like garlic butter and really nicely seasoned with a bit of oil.
Oh, you're talking about ones that have been boiled for an hour and taste like farts.
The ones that mum and dad served up to make you healthy.
Look.
Tastes like dirt.
Yeah, look, I can't see sales of the Brussels sprout shapes. Can't see packs of them flying off the shelf, I'm not going to lie.
But if you're thinking either coriander or Brussels sprouts... Which one?
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's been a bit of an odd year. I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
What are you? Some fires, viruses, bits and pieces going on, yeah.
Drought as well.
Oh, yeah, that one.
But Simo, I think I may have found the oddest news headline that we will have all year.
Okay, right. Okay,
you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Family found man declared dead, still alive after breaking into hospital morgue.
Oh, yes. No, I did see this.
So there's a bit to unpack here.
Yeah.
So this happened in Colombia.
Mm.
A man named Juan Jose Munez Romero, 63, was declared dead by doctors at the local hospital where they were.
Yeah.
His family didn't believe that and demanded to see this guy, Juan Jose Munez Romero. They broke into the morgue and they found... that he was fine. He was breathing. He was conscious.
Just asleep on a slab? Like what?
Wasn't even asleep. He was just kind of there.
You'd have to then... What's the go? Like, do you have to then worry about the Colombian medical professionals available?
Well, I mean...
What do you do?
It's a tricky time. They were told the reason that they couldn't see the body was due to coronavirus protocols.
Right, okay.
So perhaps somewhere in making sure that everyone's safe from COVID-19, you know, wires got crossed...
Either that or...
Boxes got ticked, the one that says dead. It was actually a mistake. They were meant to tick the alive one. But, yeah, he's just... Alive is just there.
It could... Yeah, it worries me for him, though. It could be just like a crippling critique on his personality. Just like, Jose, he's dead man walking, doesn't say anything. It's really boring, not great at parties.
I mean, perhaps you're reading too much into it.
But now, when he goes to parties, he'll have a story, so I guess he has them to thank.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was pronounced dead once.
So what happens, the daughter of this guy was the one who actually broke into the morgue, who actually saw that the father was fine.
A lot of breaking into morgues here.
Well, no, it only happened once.
Okay. Once is too many.
So they broke into the morgue, saw that the father was fine. After that, doctors still tried to convince the daughter that, no, the dad's dead. This is a quote, "It's a natural reaction you're having after seeing a patient's death."
Right on. Yep. You know how there's the university students that study a certain thing for a long time and become doctors?
Yeah.
Of philosophy.
Medicine would be that thing that they would study.
They become doctors of English and doctors of other stuff.
Yeah.
I think they've employed the wrong doctors here because these guys are doctors of lies.
Maybe so. But Mr. Romero, we can confirm, is currently being treated for a couple of other minor things at a separate hospital.
Okay, right. Well.
Which you can understand. After pronouncing someone dead only to find out 2 hours later that he's not, you probably don't want to go back to that medical center. You might, you know, trial somewhere else.
Where does it say that he got his first checkup done? Oh, this is says the med school. These are doctors in training. Well, we've got a bit of work to do in Colombia.
So, Simo, oddest story of the year? Give me a yes or no.
Ah, it's right up there. I think we can hold out for more. It's only July.
No, I'm calling it now. Weirdest story of the year.
Simo and Jordan.
Improvised weapons.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne's really handy with them. Killed that guy with a pen.
Yeah, that's something to put on the resume.
That's right. You got any around the house that you could use?
What, pens?
Nah,
I'm currently holding a highlighter. Is that, that's close?
Yeah, it's a bit softer.
It'll be more gentle death.
Yeah, it takes a longer time to get done. But have you got,
I'll highlight you to death.
Have you got some that are improvisable at home, you reckon?
Well, I mean, hopefully I don't have to use, ever have to find myself in a situation where I have to use.
Of course not.
Like an improvised weapon. A
tennis racket?
Yeah, I've got a tennis racket. Cricket. I've got a cricket bat.
Nice, yep.
Got a frying pan. I can just hit someone over the head with that.
The age-old rolling pin, the weapon of choice of mothers from the 60s.
Oh, and Mum got the rolling pin out. You got to run.
There has been an improvised weapon used to thwart a robbery. It was a pizza shop.
Okay.
And the owner of the pizza shop used his available resources to fend off a robbery attempt.
Can I guess what the improvised weapon
will
be?
You may, yes.
Okay, so in the pizza shop, did he throw salami at them?
No.
Did he throw pineapple? Because no one likes pineapple on pizza.
Anchovies.
No. Pineapple at you. No one's ordering this. They're going moldy. I'm just going to throw them at you.
Ah, mold. My worst enemy.
I'm melting.
So the robber, he had a machete. So that's a pretty fierce looking thing that he's carrying around.
Yeah.
And the pizza shop owner threw a pizza at him. Causing the machete-wielding man to flee in a vehicle.
Did he drop his machete or did he drop the knife?
Unconfirmed. Just the fact that the throne...
Did he just go, yep, free pizza, that's all I came for.
That's all I wanted later. So no word on if it caused him to drop it, but it did force him to retreat.
I'm not suggesting that police kind of get rid of all of their tastes and stuff and just walk around armed with pizzas. Just kind of, oh, there's a crime happening, just pepperoni attack.
And then I was like, oh, wait, of course. Like, has pizza ever been thrown at anyone before? And I was like, there's that song about throwing pizza at people.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like the fabled Italian, like, throwing pizza at people song.
No. When the moon hits your eye. Is this like about throwing pizza?
Yeah, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. I assumed it was just because it was circular, but now I'm not so sure.
I assume that's just because you're drunk. When the moon hits your eye
like a big pizza pie, that's more. I ask you.
Now, I'm starting. Yeah. When the
world. So now I'm like, oh, wait, this probably isn't the first time it's happened.
What, when someone's been thrown...
Yeah, someone's been hit in the face with a pizza.
Well, okay, so if we go by your logic, and yes, that song is about throwing pizza at people.
Yeah.
So that guy got a pizza thrown at him, wrote a internationally famous song.
That's right.
Give it, a couple of weeks, we'll have... I was walking into the pizza shop with a machete. Throw a pizza at me. Global number one.
Well, Kanye has got a new album coming out.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I had a bit of a dramatic evening yesterday.
Oh, hell.
Because I thought my car was stolen.
Really?
It wasn't. It was just me being an idiot.
Your car is really nice, so if anyone is interested...
No, it's not. It's locked as well.
Got that new car smell.
It's locked and in a garage. Stop trying to get my car stolen.
How long have you had it?
I'm not going
to
say.
You've had it for a year?
The car is locked and stowed away in a garage.
Oh, it's a real nice vehicle.
Please do not come and steal my car. Steal Simo's, actually. Okay, if you want to play this game, you're getting a brand new car this weekend.
Brand new-ish, no.
Just wait until after this weekend and come and steal Simo's car.
It's a brand new old car.
Still brand new.
No one wants a Corolla.
Good morning to Toyota if they're around. Anyway, Simo, you know that I normally walk to work.
Yes.
I kind of live about 10 minutes or so from the office.
Yeah, it's all downhill, right? So you just, it's not that difficult. Just down the hill.
Well, going back home is harder because it's uphill, but...
Do you not get picked up in the afternoons?
No.
No, okay.
No, I walk.
Just checking. I always assume you just roll downhill in the mornings and then just...
No.
Okay.
So I normally, walk to work. It's only about a 10-minute walk or like a minute drive. So I'm like, I'll just walk and that's my fitness for the day done.
It's the cardio.
But yesterday I thought, the weather wasn't great. It was raining a bit, so I thought I'd drive.
Okay, yeah.
So drove to work in the morning, made him go here early. People are going to be, oh, you're early. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Are you normally awake at this time?
Go here early, did my day as I normally would.
Mm.
And then when I was heading home, popped my headphones in as I normally do to walk home.
Okay.
And walked straight home.
Right.
Now you can probably see the error here.
Hmm.
I get home.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Turn around the corner.
Hmm.
Walking home, turn around the corner to my house. All of a sudden, where my car normally is, it's not there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, stay calm. But on the inside, I'm panicking.
It's all fine. It's going to be fine.
What do I do? Go into my housemates. Like, was my car there when you got home? They're like, no. I was like, oh, did you like hear anyone? Like, because I don't know where it is. I don't have it. I was about to phone the police.
Wow.
And my other housemate said, hang on, you drove this morning. And then I'm kind of like,
Oh, yeah, right.
Didn't I? So I walked back to work.
Sucker.
Went and got my car and drove it home.
Hilarious. So are you one of these people that normally can't remember where they've parked? You know, like when there's the different floors and you have to remember, like, it's like a number and a letter in those big sprawling car parks.
Yeah.
It's like, hell, I can't find my vehicle.
I remember once I parked my car, I think it was Sydney Airport, for like a couple of nights.
Yep.
And they've got a massive multi-story car park, like one of the biggest ones I've seen. And like it was row level 2 or something.
Okay.
So I'm like, R2, brilliant, I'll remember that.
R2-D2, but you're not a
fan. When I got back from holiday, I'm like, where did I park my car? D2. Went to D2.
That's the thing as well. That's what's the bet they're really messing with people and like changing it up? Like the guy that works at the guy that's working in the technical department there at the car park is like, oh, this week we're gonna do Roman numerals this week.
No offense to people that work in car parks. Perhaps it's a bit boring and you'd want something to spice up your life. Oh, let's just paint over half the numbers. It'll be hilarious.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.